on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Elise, who are you rooting for when it comes to the Super Bowl?
Whoever wins.
Elise Glink is with us. You know our friend Elise. She is the CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness company, and she joins us every Friday at this time. We'll get to that Super Bowl betting, but I was interested by the headline about how many people have mortgages of at least 6%. Were you shocked by that number? Or
Well, you know, things happen, Lisa. People need to move. They get married. They get divorced. They get a new job. Somebody gets something across the country, and they have to go. They want to buy something new. Prices are high. They need a mortgage. And so what we've seen is that even though people are trying desperately to hang on to those properties with 3, 4, 2.5% loans, right, because why not? That's like free money comparatively. Something happens and you have to go. And so Redfin reported today that 17% of homeowners who have mortgages have an interest rate of at least 6%. That's the highest share in nearly a decade. And it has some good news for anybody who wants to buy a house, because it means that more homes are coming on the market, people are moving, and there isn't as much of a tie down by having this, you know, this mentality, I can't give up my, you know, low-cost mortgage, right? If you have a higher mortgage at 6% and you can get a new mortgage at 6% somewhere across the country, less of an incentive to stick around, right?
Yeah. And people really are caught up in that. But as you pointed out, it's in my life, it's very rare that I'm just randomly looking for a house. It is always a life change that prompts you to do that.
It is. You know, I would say to you that there are times in the last 30 years where people looked around, and they look around a lot now, right? Hello, Zillow. But, you know, there were times in, like, say, 2004, 5, and 6 when the markets were all booming and people were like, let me just look around and see. And then we had Airbnb start to come in and people were like, well, let me see if I can make some money with that. And they were just kind of looking around, still keeping their main homes. And today it looks like, you know, everybody was like, no, I got a great mortgage. I have a, you know, my house is affordable. I'm going to stick around. But then you start to look, and then you get a job offer, and then something else happens, like you have a kid and they need to go to a different school. So to your point, major life events are still the main reason: job change, divorce, schools, kids. But the lock-in effect is easing, and that is really wonderful to see. Also, there's a rising share of Americans who are mortgage-free. They've paid everything off. They're not locked into any rate at all. And so when the housing economists look at what's going to happen this year, one of the things that they think that's going to happen is more homes are going to go on the market and people are going to move around a little bit more. Not nearly where it was 10, 15 years ago, but at least in the right direction.
I got to tell you what would make me move if somebody had a house that they rented out as an Airbnb like 3, 4 nights a week. I would move in a heartbeat.
That's interesting. To own it or to lease it?
To, you know, because I've seen this. I've seen, you know, people who all of a sudden somebody bought a house next to them. They turned it into an Airbnb.
Ah, right.
And of course, when you rent an Airbnb, it's party time. You're on vacation. So if you're next to one of those, it gets to be a little frustrating, especially if you're in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's why that you've seen in a number of different cities, like in New York City, and some other places, where they've really clamped down on short-term rentals. They really don't want to see them. They don't want to see them in certain neighborhoods. And I'm amazed in Chicago where people will rent Airbnbs, neighborhoods that I don't think there's anything around there that would be interesting, but they found a 5-bedroom apartment and they needed 5 bedrooms for the friends who were coming for a music festival. And mm-hmm. So they rented, you know, in the West Side.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's affordable, big place.
What'd you think of the jobs report?
I thought it was a solid jobs report. Couple of interesting points. There was 143,000 person increase in payroll employment. I don't even know how many straight increases that is, but it goes all the way back at least 3 years to January of 2022 that every single month we have seen positive job creation, which is really amazing. The unemployment rate declined to 4%. There was an increase in wage growth to 4.1% on an annualized basis. And so that felt really strong. What we saw, though, is that immigrants, if you look a little bit deeper into the numbers, immigrants accounted for a lot of the overall job growth we saw over the last year. And if we clamp down on that and we get rid of some of the people who've been here legally, who are immigrants and holding jobs, I think that's going to put a lot of pressure on wages, which is a good thing, but make it very hard for some businesses to operate. Now, overall, the total job growth for January, we saw healthcare up 44,000 jobs, retail up 34,000, the government, that's local and national, up and state, up 32,000 jobs. Social assistance added 22,000. The thing you're not seeing in there, Lisa, that we so desperately need to see is an increase in construction. We need more people building houses, and we're just not seeing the growth as we are in some of these other areas.
And how much are people betting on the Super Bowl?
Okay, this was sort of interesting. The headline from George Will is that $23 billion was wagered by 68 million people last year. Now, I went to the link that he posted, and it doesn't say that, so I'm not quite sure what that number is. The number that I have seen online today is more like around $1.5 to $2 billion is expected to be bet on the Super Bowl. And what's really interesting, though, is that in the last 7 years since the Supreme Court struck down a federal ban on sports betting, we've seen somewhere between $150 and $300 billion, with a B, bet on sports. And
wow,
that is just an amazing number in a very short period of time.
I would say so. And so you're not watching the game? You have no interest?
Oh, I'm totally watching the game.
Okay.
Because, you know, you watch for the commercials,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you watch and you eat all the really great food that you never let yourself eat. So I will definitely be eating fried chicken wings, nachos, and
yep,
something really sweet and fattening for dessert.
As we all will. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.
You should sign up for her newsletter. Go to thinkglink.com.